Water coming from rivers or wells has had to flow through the surrounding rocks, and if they contain soluble calcium salts, the water will become hard.
Oh, well, it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard!
Knowing whether or not you have hard or soft water is a pretty simple thing, okay? So let me tell you what you want to do first off. I'm actually working with Morton Salt. Just like the table salt, same company, you can go to MortonSalt.com, and they can send you a test strip. And it'll take 15 seconds. You run that strip underwater, and you'll know immediately whether or not you have hard or soft water. You can also get one of these tests at a hardware store. But, you know, some things that you may notice just right now, you may say, you know, I've got this white film on my glass shower wall. My dishes come out of the dishwasher. I don't think they're totally clean. Maybe you have to add fabric softener to your laundry. Like, these are just some of the signs and symptoms of having hard water. And about 85% of Americans have hard water, and many, many don't realize it. Like, I didn't realize it myself. I was just used to living with these things and not realizing it. And really what's sort of scary about, you know, hard water is, yeah, you can get used to, you know, the daily, okay, my shower isn't that great or my laundry doesn't feel that good, but you're not thinking about what that hard water is doing behind the scenes in your home and, you know, plumbing. A lot of us think we have a slow drain or we may have a clog when, in fact, your water is really having a hard time moving through the pipes because of that buildup and corrosion that happens from the minerals in hard water.
This form of hardness is called temporary hardness because boiling reverses the reaction and the hardness is removed. But the limestone will deposit in your pipes, on the cooking utensils, or in your kettle, forming something we call lime scale. And this is also how stalactites are formed in those big caves.
Also, our appliances. You know, we spend a lot of money on, you know, great dishwashers, refrigerators, and beautiful fixtures for our kitchens and baths. But if you don't have soft water, you know, that hard water is really hard on that stuff as well.
Oh, well, it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, oh, yeah. And loved one who never did love you. Oh, well, it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, great God. And loved one who never will be true.
So it's just something, you know, just because your water tastes good doesn't necessarily mean that it's, you know, that doesn't determine whether it's hard water or soft water.
Another form of hardness is called permanent hardness, which comes from rocks containing gypsum, which is calcium sulfate. In this case, you do not get limescale, but you still, of course, get a scum with soap.
If you do need to get a water softener, you want to go to your home improvement store and pick it up. You can just go buy the unit. The prices range between $200 and $500. And depending on the cost of plumbers in your area, it could be between $200 and $500 to have it installed. And then expect to pay, if you're a family of four, it's typically just under $50 a year for salt. So you're looking at that kind of an investment. But in the long run, I mean, you think about the cost of fabric softeners, cleaners for your bathroom fixtures, the cost of bringing a plumber out to replace a bathroom faucet or, you know, to clean out some pipes. I mean, those things get pretty costly. So it's a great investment for your home, and you're going to enjoy it immediately. You're not redoing all the pipes in your house. You're simply adding a water softener and installing the unit. And it's a quick installation.
Water softeners remove dissolved rock and iron by a process called ion exchange through the use of electrostatically sensitive plastic beads called resin. Here you can see a resin bead with an ion of sodium or potassium attached. I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Resin.
Hi, I'm Mr. Resin.
As the dissolved rock ions come into contact with the resin, the rock is captured, and an ion of something else, usually sodium or potassium, is released, or exchanged.
Gotcha, you dirty rock!
This process, called ion exchange, leaves the water soft and clean.
You know, it's just something that kind of gets overlooked. You know, we sort of focus on, you know, the great-looking faucet, you know, the sexy bathtub, all these fun things that make these spaces look really good, but boy, you know, if the water isn't right, you know, what's the point?
Sounds good. Again, if people want to get more information or even get that test done, what's a good place again for them to get details?
Yep. Go back to Morton Salt, M-O-R-T-O-N, salt.com, and you can get the test strip and get a ton of information about water softeners. Great time of year to do it. Get it done, especially because it's so dry right now in our skin and our hair. You're going to love it. It's great.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for joining us today, Monica Peterson from HGTV, giving us some details about hard and soft water. Appreciate your time today.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me. There must have been something in the world.